This Court of Common Pleas is now in session.
This Court of Common Pleas is now in session.
This Court of Common Pleas is now in session.
This Court of Common Pleas is now in session.
This Court of Common Pleas is now in session.
This Court of Common Pleas is now in session.
Someone asked him, please, if this trees, Mr. Bojangles, Thank you.
When considering the best liked cities on Earth, Paris looms large among them. Paris is one of the world's greatest tourist attractions, and not without reason, for Paris has much to offer. Paris does not have a multiplicity of skyscrapers like New York, but it has much beauty and elegance. And Paris has an illustrious background of history. In Paris, there is a number of young men who are very beautiful, very charming, and very lovable. Paris is called the City of Lights, but these young men, who are very beautiful, very charming, and very lovable, prefer the darkness for their social activities. One of the most beautiful streets of Paris is called Les Champs-Élysées, which means the Elysian Fields. It is very broad, bordered with trees, and very pleasant to look at. One of the most beautiful things of Paris is a lady. She is not too broad, bordered with smiles, and very, very, very pleasant to look at. When a gentleman contemplates a lady of Paris, the gentleman is apt to exclaim, "Ooh la la!" For the ladies of Paris are very charming, and the ladies of Paris are dedicated to the classic declaration expressed in the words, "L'amour, toujours l'amour." A Russian man once said that the eyes of a Paris lady are as intoxicating as good wine, and that her burning kisses are capable of melting the gold in a man's teeth. In Germany, in Italy, in Congo, in China, and in the United States of America, there are men who say, "If you've never been kissed by a lady of Paris, you've never been kissed at all."
Would I get some wind? Would I get some wind for? Would I get some wind for the? Would I get some wind for the sailboat?